You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It is a Monday morning. Yes, it's a brand new week. It is the 11th of September. Well, we all know what that means, don't we? 9/11 brings back some terrible memories. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And let's take a look, shall we, who we have that's born on this day. Lenses. Carl Zeiss was born on this day in the year 1816. Now, he was a German maker of optical instruments, commonly known for the company that he founded, Carl Zeiss Jena, now Carl Zeiss AG. He made contributions to lenses manufacturing that have aided the modern production of lenses. At first, he started, his lenses were only used for the production of microscopes. But when cameras were invented, his company began manufacturing high-quality lenses for cameras as well. And, of course, they do make high-quality lenses for phones these days. And also, glasses. Yes, your spectacles.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
There we go, bring us in this morning, a Friday on my mind. Yes, I think a lot of us are suffering from that this morning. That comes from the band The Easy Beats. And keep an eye on the time. 5 minutes, almost 5 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. There we go, there's one bringing up back some memories, a real thing, and you to me are everything. And British group, the real thing, and it was in 1976 that they released that one. It was written by Ken Gold together with Michael Dean and produced by Gold. And You to Me Are Everything was the real thing, sole number one single in the United Singles chart. That's the UK singles chart, spending 3 weeks at the top in July of 1976. It was re-released 10 years later, titled Decade Remix, which returned the song to the charts in March of 1986. So there we go then, here. This is what I would call the signature tune of the pandemic. It's The Police and, you've got it, Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Young teacher of the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wasn't a sobriety and knows what she wants to be. Long, this girl's at no one page.
goes the Police. As I said, don't stand so close to me. That version is the 1986 version. Looking at time, I tell you what, we're just about a minute away from 7:15, which means it's almost 7:14, but we're going to do this anyway. Get you in your shower on this Monday morning. And what we got for you, this is a Monday. As usual, it's a Music Monday, so we're keeping you entertained going right through to 10. Right, water's okay? The London Boys and Dance, Dance, Dance. Come on, have a good splash. There we go, nice little bopping song for you in the shower this morning. Yes, I'll give yourself a good shakedown. And out you get. There we go, London Boys, and that was Dance, Dance, Dance. And they were a German-based British dance pop duo, and that was Edom Ephraim, and together with Dennis Fuller. And sad story. But first of all, just tell you, although they lived near Hamburg in Germany, that was since 1981, the pair had actually met when they were at school in Greenwich in London, Ephraim having been born in London and Fulham in Jamaica. But to say, sad story, the two of them were killed when their car was hit by a drunk driver in the Eastern Alps, Austria. That was on the 21st of January back in 1996. Ephraim's wife also died in the accident, leaving their three-year-old son orphaned and leaving Fuller's 10-year-old daughter without a father. So there, let that be a lesson. Whatever you do, please do not drink and drive. Don't care what you do to yourself, but be careful what you do to other people. Well, we do care what you do to yourself, really. So please, please remember, do not drink and drive. They don't go together well.
I'm so happy for the rhythm of my ride. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I'm pulling you close. You just say no. You say you don't like it. But girl, I know you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss on fire, late at night, I'm taking you home. I say I wanna stay. You say you wanna be alone. You say you don't love me, but you can't hide your desire. When we kiss, I'm fire. You got a hold on me right from the start. A grip so tight I couldn't tear it apart. Nerves all jumping, acting like a fool. Your kisses they burn, but your heart stays cool. Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah. You can't bear the love they could. But your words, they lie. When we kiss, I'm fire, fire.
There's the man himself, yes, that is the boss, and it's simply called Fire. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're about 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're going to do this, and then we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines, and some of the business as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
And we are just a few seconds away as we make our way to half past the hour of 7 o'clock. Some of the international news and some international business headlines as well for this morning. Rescuers faced a race against time on Monday to find survivors in the rubble. This was more than 48 hours after Morocco's deadliest earthquake in over six decades, with nearly 2,500 people killed in a disaster that devastated villages in the high Atlas Mountains. Search teams from Spain, Britain and Qatar are joining efforts to find survivors in the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck late on Friday night, 72 kilometres, that's 45 miles, southwest of Marrakesh. In Russia's Pacific port, residents said that they were anticipating a visit by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that the United States fears could lead to more weapons supplies for Russia's military in Ukraine. Kim's trip is still unconfirmed, and it was first reported by the New York Times, citing unidentified U.S. officials, and South Korea's intelligence agency said that it was possible, but state media in both North Korea and Russia have been silent. The Kremlin said that it had nothing to say on the matter, though President Vladimir Putin is due to speak this week at an economic forum in Russia's Pacific port of Vladivostok, 6,500 kilometres east of Moscow. And Ukraine said on Monday its troops had regained more territory on the eastern and southern fronts in the past week of its counteroffensive against Russian forces. Deputy Defence Minister Hanna Malyar said in a televised interview that Ukraine had taken nearly 2 square kilometres of land around the eastern city of Bakhmut, captured by Russia in May after months of fighting. It was later added on the Telegram messaging app that the Ukrainian army had in the past week also recaptured 4.8 square kilometres in the southern Tavria region. Ukraine forces have regained control from Russia of several gas and oil offshore drilling platforms close to Crimea, Ukraine's military intelligence said on Monday. It said on the Telegram messaging app that Kiev's forces had retaken the drilling platforms known as the Boyko Towers in a unique operation. United States President Joe Biden said on Sunday that he held his highest level talks with Chinese leadership in months, adding that Beijing economic wobbles would not lead it to invade Taiwan. Biden said that he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping's number two, Chinese Premier Li Qiang, at the annual G20 summit in New Delhi. The talks were the highest level meeting between the two powers in nearly 10 months since Biden and Xi spoke at last year's G20, which was in Indonesia. A convicted murderer who escaped from Pennsylvania's prison over a week ago eluded a police perimeter and stole a van to run from law enforcement, authorities said on Sunday. Danilo Cavalcante, 34, escaped on the 31st of August from Chester County Prison in the vicinity of Philadelphia, where he was awaiting transfer to a state prison to serve a life sentence for killing his ex-girlfriend. Police said that Cavalcante on Saturday stole a white Ford van just outside the area law enforcement was monitoring around the prison and used it to travel approximately 25 miles to the, that's about 40 kilometers, to the township of East Pikeland. China's central bank is tightening its scrutiny of bulk dollar purchases by domestic firms. Three sources with direct knowledge of the matter said on Monday this was at a time when the Chinese currency faces mounting depreciation pressure. Companies that need to purchase $50 million or more will now need approval from the People's Bank of China, which convened a meeting with some commercial banks over the weekend on the matter, said sources. Alibaba's stock lost more than 4% in Hong Kong on Monday after ex-group CEO Daniel Zhang quit. This was just 2 months after concentrating his focus on cloud computing, raising concerns over the unit's spin-off plan and possibly the of Discord at the top level. New group CEO Eddie Wu will concurrently become acting CEO and chairman of a unit grappling with weak sales growth ahead of an initial public offering penned for next year. In global shares on Monday, they rose thanks to, in part, to a burst of risk appetite, with the yen jumping the most against the dollar in 2 months after the head of the Bank of Japan hinted at an eventful shift away from negative interest rates. The dollar dropped by as much as 1.3% to 145.91 yen and was last down 0.6% on the day at 146.955, within sight of last week's high of 147.87, a level in which traders were preparing for the Bank of Japan to possibly intervene outright in the markets to prop up the currency. Over in Europe, European shares hit a one-week high today, Monday, buoyed by data indicating signs of stabilization in the Chinese economy, while traders braced for a busy week with the current US inflation print and European Central Bank policy meetings in focus. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index that gained the most in 2 weeks, rising 0.6%, after shedding nearly 1% last week amid worries about higher for longer US interest rates. Italian stocks, led by gains among European markets, climbed 0.8%, while the UK's FTSE 100 that rose 0.4%. Oil prices, they edged lower on Monday after fresh Saudi and Russian crude output cuts had driven prices to a 10-month high last week. Saudi Arabia and Russia last week announced that they will extend voluntary supply cuts of a combined 1.3 million barrels per day until the end of the year. Brent crude, it fell 23 cents or 0.25% to $90.42 a barrel. It's still up there, just above 90. That was by 10:51 Greenwich Mean Time on Monday, while US West Texas Intermediate crude, that lost 46 cents or 0.53% to $87.05. So there we go. There's a quick look at some of the international news stories and a little bit of business as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. Very good morning to Mary Lou. Also, of course, to Renee. Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning, Renee says today. So many thoughts and prayers going out to those affected by the earthquake in Morocco. So much devastation. We were there on holiday about 15 years ago in the same area which was hit. And we have a good friend there as well. I immediately messaged him when we heard about the earthquake And thankfully, he and his family are all safe. And of course, today as well, 9/11, remembering all the lives that were lost and affected by that horrible event. Today, we will never forget. Could you please play When the World Stopped by Alan Jackson?
September day, out in the yard, your wife and children working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know. Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out in pride for the red, white, and blue, the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer? Look at yourself, what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I've talked to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, driving down some cold interstate. Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you love her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes, hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset? First time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun. Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on Isle of Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some stranger? Stand in line and give your own blood. Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I could tell you difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. The greatest is love.
just as well. Where were you when the world stopped turning that September?
There we go, that is Alan Jackson there. And where were you when the world stopped turning? Breakfast show time. We are, in fact, 16 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the breakfast show. Of course, New York is 1 hour ahead of Panama. And by the way, do you remember where you were on 9/11? I remember very, very well. I was working in my office here in Panama. In fact, the office we had then was just behind the Delta Station, little building just behind the Delta Station in Calle 50. And I remember somebody had put the TV on. We put the TV on. Of course, it was on everything, wasn't it? Showing the North Tower of the World Trade Center having been hit. And so really, I mean, the time now is, what, 45 minutes past the hour of 7, and it was at 8:46 and 40 seconds on that fateful day that the first aircraft went into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. And never forget it. And I mean, the world did change that day. Nothing really was the same after that.
I wasn't looking at it as I was driving towards it. I just heard a huge explosion.
It didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. He didn't swerve at all. He just landed directly in the building. It was like almost like a gray black color in nature on the plane.
Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows, only time. And who can say if you love grows as your heart.
Gaping hole at the top of the World Trade Center.
The streets are filled with people. I looked out my window to see what was going on, and the second World Trade Center just went into flames.
When I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I kind of like ran over, and I tried to like put the fire out on him.
Police service is saying that there is a plane coming up the Potomac River at a high rate of speed. This would be consistent with earlier warnings that we heard from police sources.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
It was the biggest explosion. Everything got dark, real dark, like snow. You can see behind me, all this is not snow.
There was a big shaking. Some of the ceilings collapsed. Looks like there was a fire.
terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
George Michael and Careless Whisper, following on, by the way, from Enya's Only Time, one of the, well, quite a few, really, World Trade Center remix. If you are keeping eye on the time, we are just making our way. We're about 10 seconds away from 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Local news for you. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, I'll be checking in with Ingrid and see how she's doing. She's up there in the Estados Unidos. And also we'll be checking in with Yasmin, of course, a little bit later on. And all being well, we might find a couple of people in the world of music that was born on this day. Somebody else, talking about born on this day, who had a birthday on this day back in 1862, and of course it's the 11th of September. Hawley Harvey Crippen was born on this day, usually known as Dr. Crippen. He was an American homeopathic physician, hanged in Pentonville Prison in London on the 23rd of November in 1910. This was for the murder of his wife, Cora Henrietta Crippen. He was the first criminal, by the way, to be captured with the aid of wireless communication. Yes, the old Morse code. Now, let me see. This will, this will occupy us as we get towards the top of the hour. It's Air Supply and Lost in Love. Track Air Supply and Lost in Love. Right, we are making our way. We're about a minute away from the top of the hour, so once we play our sort of lead-in, and we've got quite a bit to get through. One of the things about looking at the news on Monday, because we get sort of some of the in-depth pieces during the course of the day on Sunday, like the CCIAP report and things like that. So there's not so many articles today, but very interesting ones with some of the problems that we're facing right now. So without further ado...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Clothes, the saints so close. Two eyes, the saints so
back to 1981 with that one, chart number one, Don't Need This Pressure On, from the new wave band, Spandau Ballet, released on the 10th of July in 1981. And we're going to say very early good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning, happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday. The sun's shining again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and yesterday we did the walk.
Oh, yes.
And it was sunny then, too.
Oh, that was nice. Thanks for the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't I? Yeah, mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Yes. I did so much walking yesterday because I walked down to a Rota last night to go and pick something up. Now my target apparently, my phone says I have to do 6,000 steps a day.
Oh, wow.
I did 3 days worth. I did 2 days, over 2 days. I got about 13,000 steps.
Uh-huh.
I tried cashing them in at the bank, but I wouldn't take them. But yes, so a lot of exercise, yes.
Oh, that was nice.
It was, yes.
Mm.
But a lot of people on the march.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of people on the walk, rather.
Oh,
so,
yes,
very well attended.
And you saw the car of Cool FM.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, that's because we were sort of going, because you obviously went down and you did a loop and came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we were going down, the Griffith Rudder van came back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina said, yes, it's the guy driving. I recognised yourself. Didn't see who it was.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that was cool. That was a nice way to start off the day, actually. It was a bit difficult getting out of bed early on a Sunday morning. But,
I was surprised when I received the video. I was like, wow, you're doing good.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Good job.
Now, you have got tickets to give away.
Oh, yes, for tomorrow, thanks to Buen Momento.
Mm-hmm.
We got 5 tickets for 2 people each one.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the movie in Spanish is Contrarreloj. Mm-hmm. And in English is Retribution.
That's the one. Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Uh-huh.
Really
with
good.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, yes, you showed it.
Oh, I did show it to you.
You showed it to me,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah. So, if you would like to go, you just go to our Instagram account, that is TBS_JerryD. You have to follow us, and also, you have to follow Buen Momento PA. Buen Momento PA. And then you can participate for the giveaway of tickets.
There you go.
Only if you are available to go tomorrow at Multiplaza at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So please, if you would like to go, we are going.
Yeah, we're going.
We are all going. So you can see us there.
And if Andreas is listening, he doesn't know it yet. He's going as well.
Hopefully.
He's always making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I said, well, follow me. I found a piece of music by John Denver.
Oh, that's good.
Called Follow Me.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to play the new single from the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Okay. Well, I've only played it once. That was on Friday.
Okay.
But I'm going to play it again. All right, let's chat to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
It's by far the hardest thing I've ever done, to be so in love with you and so alone. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down. A long, long time. I've tried to find the way that I can make you understand the way I feel about you and just how much I need you to be there where I can talk to you when there's no one else around. Follow me where I go. Part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me. You see, I'd like to share my life show you things I've seen. Places that I'm going to, places where I've been. To have you there beside me, to never be alone. And all the time that you're with me, then we will be at home. Follow me where I go, what I do, who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down. All the way, take my hand, say, follow me.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I can't see straight. Yeah, and rainbows.
Can't say they don't make them like they used to, because they do, don't they? I mean, that's absolutely brilliant. Angry by the Rolling Stones. It's the lead single for an upcoming album, which is called Hackney Diamonds. And that's going to, well, the single was released on the 6th of September. And to say it's the first new original music from the band in 3 years, following on from the non-album single, which was Living in a Ghost Town, which was also a great track, by the way. Hackney Diamonds is their first full-length release of new original music in 18 years, following on from what, a bigger band, 2005. And Hackney Diamonds, that is going to be released on the 20th of October. I can't wait. Anyway, I think it's time.
Good morning, Panama.
Good morning.
Yes, how you doing? Yep, today is September 11th. And I do remember very much where I was on September 11th. I was supposed to fly that morning. My boss said the night before, he said, "Hey, listen, don't you have school tomorrow night in the Pace University?" I said, "Yes, sir, I do." He said, "I don't want you to get stuck and not be able to get back. So why don't you go out to New Jersey instead?" So on 9/11, while I was living and working in New York City, I ended up going out to New Jersey. And while it was there, that's when the two towers had our horrible moment where history was changed forever. So while I was there, we had just opened the office at Pfizer out there in New Jersey. And so many of the people there had been living in New York City and had to commute because they hadn't had a chance yet to move out to where the new offices were. So we took everybody into a conference room and we said, "Okay, everybody who lives in New Jersey on this side of the room. And all of you people who can't get home, who live in New York, etc., you get on the other side of the room." And we slowly paired people up together, paired them up together until we had everybody paired up and someone had a place to go. So no one was left stuck in New Jersey without a place to go, except myself and my assistant. We forgot to find a place for us to go. So I knew I had a place down at the Jersey Shore, so we decided to try to drive down there to the Jersey Shore. But unfortunately, all the major highways were closed, so we had to find a way to zigzag back and forth to find our way home to the Jersey Shore. Once we got there, the Jersey Shore is a direct path for Newark, New Jersey, on all airlines to come through, and all of a sudden it was dead quiet. It was a strange day indeed, and I had lived and worked in New York City for 15 years, and that was that is the worst thing that ever happened in my life. I hope to never see anything quite like that again. Today is a day of remembrance, and I do remember that fateful day. And wishing all those souls peace and rest. To the rest of us, back to you in the studio.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Afternoon, really couldn't
Big thanks to Ingrid for a little check-in this morning. Yes, she's up there in Estados Unidos. I tell you what, I always like it when I'm introduced to a new artist. And this is what happened yesterday. We were having dim sum. The family went out for dim sum yesterday. We went and tried the new Lung Fung, which is in the Pacific Center. And they're doing great business already, I tell you. Anyway, we had a really enjoyable breakfast, come sort of getting on midday-ish. And my sister-in-law, Lucy, she said, have you heard of this artist called Lofi? I guess, yeah, Lofi, L-A-U-F-E-Y is how it's spelled. Lofi, I said, no, I haven't. She said, well, do check her out. She's really, really good. So that's exactly what I did. I went on to where I get my music from yesterday and checked out. She's amazing. And she's got quite a young following, which is a little bit unusual for the type of music she follows. I'll say that. Shouldn't really be unusual. I downloaded the album, her latest album, which is called Bewitched. But the track that Lucy mentioned to me is one that she released last as a single. By the way, she's from Iceland. She's an Icelandic singer and a songwriter, and she became popular in the early 20s. And she describes her music style, how does she describe it? A mixture of jazz pop and bedroom pop as modern jazz. So anyway, there we go. This is Lofi, and the track that I was recommended by Lucy. Good morning to you, Lucy, if you're out there listening this morning. The track was this one. It says the one she released as a single. It's called For a Start, and I think you're going to like this.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain. Listening to you harp on about some new soulmate. Blah, 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 oh how I wish you'll wake up one day. Run to me, confess your love, at least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots a arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel I loved you from the start. What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start. Confess I loved you just thinking.
Go. That's a Lofi, and that is from the start. Beautiful track, I say. Big thanks to Lucy again for introducing me to her, because I've got the album. Her last one, she's got a couple out by now, so I'll see how I get on with this one. But lovely voice. She's so cool. Well, she would be, wouldn't she, really? She comes from Iceland. Everybody's cool in Iceland. spelled K-O-O-K-S. Well, looking at the track, I can see that is going to finish now, which is ridiculous because there's only half the track loaded up for some strange reason. Good job I noticed that. Otherwise, it might have been embarrassing. Anyway, here is the waves against the shore out here in front of the studio, together with Boney M. And that is Rivers of Babylon.
Thank you.
is a different track, isn't it? Different mix, or not a mix even, to cover. Nedlovo Youth Choir and their version of Africa, which is extremely good. We're 40 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, in the last hour, we can check in back in with Yasmin. Also, if we can find them, a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. I tell you what, let's go back and see who else would have had a birthday today. It is, of course, the 11th of September. How about D.H. Lawrence? He was born on this day, going back to the year 1885, an English novelist, a poet, a playwright, essayist, and a painter. His best-known novels include Sons and Lovers, The Rainbow, Women in Love, and Lady Chatterley's Lover, which was quite something when it came out. Herbert Lom was born on this day as well, 1917. He was a Czech-born British actor, best known for his role as Chief Inspector Charles Dreyfus. And that was in what? It was in the Pink Panther movies. It was indeed. So there we are. That's another couple of people born on the 11th of September, going back in the years yonder. I tell you what, looking at the studio windows, a beautiful day. Sun shining again, but we really do need that rain, don't we? And this is Mark Almond. Black Sunrise is what it's called.
Kiss me too.
Mark Almond, and that is Black Sunrise. I tell you what, this track, this is amazing. Really. It's amazing, and it comes from Aerosmith.
Trying to walk through the dark.
Quite something, isn't it? Aerosmith and amazing. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour on 89.3 Cool FM. All right, I'll tell you what, I got a little bit of, a little bit of grooving with Mr. Blow to take us to the top of the hour.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the morning.
amazing guitar playing of Mr. Gary Moore there on that one, and that was called Stepping Out. What a player he was. Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 16 minutes after the hour of 9. So we'll take another piece of music, then we'll check in with Yasmin, and, well, see what we got going for us both, I guess, for the rest of the week. I know one thing, we could go to a movie. Yeah, tomorrow night.
Take back the city for yourself tonight. I'll take back the city for me. Take back the city for yourself tonight. Whoa, whoa. God knows you put your life into its hands, and it's both cradled you and crushed. But now it's time to make your own demands. Whoa, whoa. All these years later and it's killing me, your broken records and words. 10,000 craters where it all should be. Whoa, whoa. No need to put your words into my mouth, don't need convincing at all. I love this place enough to have no doubt. Whoa, whoa. It's a mess. It's a start, it's a flawed work of art. You're steady, you're calm. Every crack, every wall. Pick a side, pick a fight. Get your appetite right. You can stay till you drop, 'cause the fun just never stops.
And take back the city. By the way, for keeping an eye on the time, We're 20 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And it's time to go back and check in again with Yasmin.
Hello again.
Hello again.
Guess what?
Okay, tell me.
I keep sending emails to myself.
Yeah, when you
instead
need,
of you.
When you need to worry is when you answer them. Been there, done it. What is he talking about? I'm going to go back and tell him, you know. So, anyway, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we've been around a long time, you and I, so it's probably rubbing off, you see. apart from that, how's your day going so far?
Oh, good.
All right, good, yeah, good, 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 good. So, and your weekend?
Well, yesterday I went to the volleyball game.
Okay.
The whole afternoon. It was awesome.
It was awesome?
Yes.
Yeah, I've always said that.
Because they had three games. First is the mini, which are just little girls.
Okay.
That is so cute.
No wonder he did well.
Yeah, it's so cute. And it's lovely to see how these little girls are growing up, you know, with this sport. So I really love it. And then the second one was just women. And the last one was Ian's game.
Oh, okay.
With men. Yeah, and they won, of course.
Of course. Needless to say. And are you sort of, because I know you tried it the other week, you can take it up, volleyball?
I guess I can try this week. I'm going to do it, you know, slow first, like once a week.
I'm sure they've got a seniors team.
Yeah.
There you go.
I saw one, yeah, I saw
one. Yeah, did you recognize the wheelchairs?
No, not that.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be so surprising because I don't know if you've watched any of the sort of Olympics, the disabled Olympics.
Oh, I've seen the basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, they're absolutely incredible.
Oh, yes.
And they got sort of go-karts, they like go-karts, they're wheelchairs. I mean, they're sort of stripped down and,
yeah,
absolutely cool.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, all right, so you're going to take up volleyball. Are you going to take up saxophone as well, or?
Me? No.
No? Okay.
No.
Join me with the triangle.
Oh, yes. I'll do that.
Yeah. And how about this week? What do you got planned?
Well, this week there are several events. And you're going to be with me. Remember, we have the press conference of the new CD by Entre Nos.
Oh, they're coming in here tomorrow.
And that's going to be on Wednesday, I guess, the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to the movies. There's another event also that I forgot right now. But yeah, it's going to be busy this week.
And yes, we've got Entrenos coming in tomorrow. And we've got Jaime Chirego coming in again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's going to be good about looking after yourself. And I didn't see him yesterday at the walk.
Oh, no?
Which is, well, I'm not surprised, really. There were so many people there.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm sure he was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, oh, good. All right. Hey, what do we got? Anybody interesting born on this day in music?
Well, there are two artists that I didn't know. they exist. And the first one is going to be Bernie Dwyer.
Okay,
Dwyer.
DW. Funny to have a W after a D.
Yeah.
Dwyer.
And is that a man, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because his name is Bernie, which is like an abbreviation of Bernard.
Bernard, okay. Okay, he was born in 1940. From the 1960s pop band Freddie and the Dreamers. They scored the 1963 UK number 3 single, You Were Made For Me, and the 1965 US number 1 single, I'm Telling You Now.
And you don't remember that?
No.
Yeah,
or maybe, I don't know.
Probably not, so I don't think I've played this one before, actually, but surprisingly on the radio. Freddie and the Dreamers, You Were Made For Me.
Sun was made to burn so bright and light. The sky aye, for the eyes were never made to cry, they were made to see. When I held you in my arms, I knew you were made for me. You were made for
you
me.
Were made for
everybody
me.
Tells me so. You were made for
you
me.
Were made for
don't
me.
Pretend that you don't know. All the flowers in the field were made to please the bees. For the fishes, someone made the rivers and the seas. Every hand was made to hold another tenderly. When I kissed you on your lips, I knew you were made for me. You were made for
you
me.
Made for
I tell you what, having been around in the 1960s when that came out, I reckon that's a remake. By Freddie and the Dreamers. Yeah. Let's listen to another track. It's the same track, but I think it'll sound different.
You were made for me. Everybody tells me so.
Definitely.
You were made for me. Don't pretend that you don't know. All the trees were made for little things that sing. The sun was made to burn so bright and light. The sky, pretty eyes were never made to cry. They were made to see. When I held you in my arms, I knew that you were made for me. You were made for me. Everybody tells me so. You were made for me. Pretend that you don't know. All the flowers in the fields were made to please the bees. For the fish, yes, someone made the rivers and the seas. Every hand
So anyway, there we go. That's Freddie and the Dreamers, and You Were Made for Me. I think the first one that that we played was on one of these sort of compilation albums where they got the groups to remake.
Mm-hmm.
And it never sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
Never sounds the same, because I was around. But I tell you what, your next one, I don't even remember this one. That's saying something.
The next one is Denny Stufano. He was born in 1946. Lead singer with American Sunshine pop group The Buckinghams, who had the 1967 U.S. number one single, Kind of a Drug, and became one of the top-selling U.S. acts of 1967.
So you don't remember them?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't remember them. But I've still got the track.
Okay.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
tell you what, I think that one's a bit better than Freddie and the Dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard that one before in my
life.
No,
really?
No. Perhaps because it was from the other side of the pond in the United States. Of course, I was over the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, that's it then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to get ready for tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
And then make our way through the week. Because the good lady's going on vacation.
Oh,
on
yes.
Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, she's going away for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Leave me all on my own. I think she's probably glad to have a rest.
You're going to be have a lot of fun with Lala.
Yes. Where's the other one? Where's the other one? Okay, anyway, yes. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Monday. And say tomorrow night we'll go to the movies. Tomorrow we'll see you here as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Entre Nos coming in. Is it in the last hour tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're artists, so they don't get up that early. So
exactly.
Right then, it's back to the music. I'm trying to think what I got. Oh, I got something. This is from the Village People, Magic Nights.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Do the street. Oh, there's a solution. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Slipping, slipping into the future.
That was written by Steve Miller, and that came off of the album's the same name as the title of the track. That was Fly Like an Eagle, and released in the United Kingdom in August of 1976, and in the States a little bit later in December of the same year. Went to number 2 in the US Billboard Hot 100 for the week of March 12th and 77. The single edit can be found on the Greatest Hits 74 to 78, and is often played in tandem with the Space intro on the album. The song segues into Wild Mountain Honey. Right, let me see. I tell you, Zucchero, who remembers the artist Zucchero? This is Love Is All Around.
Love is connection. Love is your strength. Love is tomorrow. Love is a chain. Love is the nighttime. Love makes you cry. Love is the roll of the stupid line. Love is all around. Love is the passion. Love is a train. Love is the motion through the pouring rain. Love is the message that's coming down. Love is around you, just came to town. Love is, it's all around. Love is, it's all around. Love is in motion.
There he goes, yes, Zucchero there, and Love Is All Around. Now, when I was rummaging through my music collection, I came across this one. I thought, oh, I'll just give this one a spin and see. And to be honest with you, I would never recognize the artist. I can honestly say I would not have recognized his voice, did you? It's Elton John. It is indeed Elton John and Stones Throw from Hurting. Oh, Cheek, Take a deep breath. This is Birdie, Voyager. A lovely track from Birdie, Voyager. Now let's say a very good morning to Victor. Victor is out there, he's driving, and asked if we could play for him. Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere. Thanks for getting in touch, Victor. Stay safe. If you're moving more than 10 miles an hour, be careful. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
There we go. That's Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere. What a great live performance that is. And that's going out to Victor out there driving this morning. Just take care and say if you are actually moving, because I know that Sun Tracks have been out on the streets this morning. I don't know if they still are. Yeah, just sit back and relax. And well, you can't listen to the breakfast show anymore because I'm just about to wrap things up for Monday. Yes, indeed. Big thanks this morning go out to Ingrid up there in Stardust Unidas, Boca Raton. She's up there working, helping her clients out, which is all very good. And she had a weekend with her parents, I believe, on the other side of Florida. Big thanks also to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, does our social media, does our bookings, etc., etc. If you want to chat with Yasmin, you can give her a call on 223-5162 while we're on air, 223-5162. And you can always WhatsApp us. Don't forget, the number is 677-18822. 677-18822. That's our WhatsApp. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom in Windsor, to the boys and girls who kept us up and running, Group Agrada. There they were, by the way, in their truck yesterday, their van, sort of leading the parade, which was the walk which we had for the seventh annual walk for the prevention of suicide. Very well attended as well. Big thanks to everybody that went along to that. And, big thanks. Oh, by the way, don't go away. Stay tuned. Two Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi. Great programming here on 89.3 going right through the day. So do hang around. And a big thanks to all of you lot, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Entrenos popping in the last hour tomorrow, so don't miss that. It just remains for me to say, well, whatever it is you're going to be doing for the rest of the day, please do it carefully. What do I want to be doing at 7 tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.